This is Agribusiness Matters at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. At World Pork Expo 2025, the National Pork Board is kicking off its National Swine Health Strategy, in which the NPB is gathering input from producers about their biggest swine health challenges. We will hear more with Dr. Meredith Peterson next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Dr. Meredith Peterson, Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board, says that producers have been eager to provide their input on swine health challenges.
We are collecting input from producers this week at Pork Expo. We have a survey at our booth, and we've been really energized to see that over 200 producers in one day filled out our survey to tell us about what they're struggling with in terms of swine health and what they'd like us to help with.
After receiving direction from producers, the National Pork Board will work this summer to provide actionable strategies to help improve swine health, says Peterson. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
It's side dress time across the state of Iowa on corn. So with recent rainfalls, Lee Koenigsfeld, outstanding Northeast Iowa area agronomist from Bex, are we thinking about maybe adjusting some application rates?
The short answer right now is no. I'm not overly concerned about a bunch of nitrogen that has been leached out of the soil profile. Have we moved it down a little bit? Yeah, maybe, but has it gotten out of grasp? No, I don't think so by any means. So I'm not really looking at adjusting what your initial nitrogen plan was yet at this point in time. Now I think we've got some rain in the forecast here, maybe going into Sunday, looking at Monday, at least up in my neck of the woods anyway. So we'll see what that does. But as of right now, I don't think we've had enough. We really needed the rain that we just got. We were very dry. Some of those replants, we were starting to have to deepen the planter up a little bit to try to make sure we were getting those beans or corn down into moisture.
As always, you can find the latest research in the Practical Farm Research Guide at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.